With mattresses, cooking utensils and animals, along with children on their backs, large numbers of Congolese nationals continue to enter Uganda. According to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, most report heavy fighting in the DRC villages of Binja, Chinyarugwe, and Chanzu. The UNHCR reports that 8,000 asylum seekers crossed through the Bunagana border crossing, while 3,000 were received at the Kibaya border point, all in Uganda's southwestern district of Chisoro. Mugisha Peter is the resident district commissioner. He told VOA that the numbers are already overwhelming district authorities and says are expected to soar further.
They are still coming in. We haven't ascertained the number, but of course there was a war inside Congo. Everybody is running from there. Because he's running from there, we don't know what is inside. The intelligence is yet enough, but there are many in numbers. So we are going to accommodate them in Nyakawande, however many they are, because we have any alternative where to keep them.
The Nyakawande Transit Center was designed to accommodate a maximum of 1,500 refugees, but will now have to accommodate over 5,000. Eli Mate is the area police spokesperson. He told VOA that although Uganda's borders remain closed to asylum seekers to stem importation of COVID-19, they have been temporarily opened to offer humanitarian support to the fleeing Congolese.
With us, Uganda, we are very friendly and accommodative. Whilst our neighbors are suffering, we can't let them out. That's why we are here with the many other humanitarian officials to ensure that we can have them accommodated.
Besides being screened for COVID-19, Ebola and other health challenges, the refugees are also checked for possible security threats. Abel Bizimana is the Kisoro district chairperson.
Then we also need to be secure to know that all of those who are there don't have ammunition, which can sneak out from the refugees' bags and enter into our community and be used against us. Most of the guns that have been used on us as Wanainchi have never been Ugandan guns. So we want to make sure that when this situation happens, we don't remain with catastrophic situations later.
Meanwhile, the Uganda Army UPDF has deployed heavily at the border with DRC to ensure the fighting doesn't spill over. The DRC Army deputy spokesperson accused the M23 rebels of being behind the attacks, but the rebel group has dismissed the claims. In a statement signed by the group's president, Bertrand Bisimwa, M23 said it cannot engage in hostilities while negotiations with the administration of President Felix Tshisekedi are proving to be fruitful. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.